1 Samuel chapter 5. First thing the next morning, they found him again, toppled and flat on his face before the chest of God. Dagon's head and arms were broken off, strewn across the entrance. Only his torso was in one piece. Statues of other historical figures, including that of Christopher Columbus, are being toppled throughout the U.S. and around the world this week. This chapter describes how the statue of the god Dagon was shattered, but not by human hands. The Philistines carried the Ark of the Covenant and laid it next to Dagon. The idol had the body of a fish with a man's hands and head. It was an Asuranian Babylon deity whose worship was introduced among the Philistines through Chaldea. This is just one scene in the feature film of human history, the struggle of good and evil. Satan's war against God, of which we recently read in Ephesians 6. There was a deadly destruction throughout all of the city, verse 11. So it is now. Although circumstances around us are not encouraging, our strength comes from the promises and declarations of our mighty God. You are from God, children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. The one born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot touch him. To destroy the works of the devil was the purpose of Ben-Elohim. 1 John 4:4, 5:18, and 3:18. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as the war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.